Sacramento Police Department, it's Jamie.
This is Jason with Tower Bridge Technology Monitoring Center. I'm calling regarding a burglar alarm that we received for a site we're monitoring.
Okay, is it a burglary alarm or is it just like a video activation?
It's a video activation, but I actively see people breaking in.
What's the address?
The address is...
What's the name of the business or residence? Okay, and then what's the video activation that you're seeing?
It looks like it's the kitchen camera. I see three individuals with masks on just walking into the kitchen.
Okay, and what's the... Did you get like an actual area of activation where they made entry? And what's your name? What's your video company name?
My video company name is Tower Bridge Technology.
Tower Bridge. And your callback number?
801-842-2040.
Can you tell where they made entry?
They made entry through the back door.
Okay. Do you see any weapons or tools in their hands?
The first two came in with just flashlights, and then the third one came in with a cane.
And is this live video, or what's the delay on it?
It is live video, still on the site.
Are they still in the kitchen?
Yes.
And this is a home, not a business, right?
Yes, this is a home.
Okay. Do we know if the homeowner's home?
I did not try calling them yet. I just saw these people break in. I was going to call them next.
And is it just an interior camera that you're getting this from, or do you have anything on the exterior?
It's the interior camera.
Okay. And any further on their description other than three subjects with masks on?
It looks like they just walked out of the building, the first two. One of them's wearing a darker jacket. They just have a normal t-shirt, and they're wearing boots with jeans. Doesn't look like they have a mask, but they have their hood and a beanie on.
Okay. And we can't tell what race this person, or if it's a guy or a girl?
It's a woman. They look to be Caucasian as well.
So this one's a female white. Okay. And then the second person?
The second person, I can't tell the gender of, but they're wearing a hat. They're wearing darker jeans. They look to be like dark black cargo jeans.
Okay.
They're wearing a hoodie with it. Like
can you tell what color?
I cannot.
Okay, and does that person have the mask on?
No, the third person that walked in has the mask on.
No mask, but we can't see the gender, so do they have their hood up?
Yes, they have their hood
okay,
up and their hat pointed towards the camera. And then
hat.
The third person...
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, the third person walked in with a scarf wrapped around their face with a beanie on their head, and it looks like they're wearing a dark black jacket, they're wearing some type of boots, and then just sweats or jeans.
Sweatpants or blue jeans. We don't know if this is a vacant residence or not.
We do not know. It looks to be occupied. One of the more recent alarms that came in shows them kind of just looking around. It looks like they keep tripping the sensor.
Okay.
Out in the back.
Which back? So is it still from the kitchen
the
area?
Door. The kitchen door / the door. I believe it's the back door.
Okay. But no current visual of them right now.
No current
okay.
visual.
Okay, I'm just going to keep you on the phone in case they get a visual or you get a visual again. We've got officers that are just down like a couple blocks away.
Okay, perfect. While we're waiting, could I just get the your operator number and the reference number?
Yeah, it's 6032 is my operator number, and then our call number is 25-13446.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It does look like the door still is open.
Door is still showing open?
Yeah.
Okay, but no current visual of them still, right?
No, they could still technically be in the building. It does look like this door does lead into another room.
Like I said, they're not too far away. So we've got a couple of them that are coming down maybe like two blocks away.
Oh, perfect. Hopefully they get them.